Christy Perry has been superintendent of the Dallas, Oregon School District for the past 8 years. In 7 of those years, she's had to oversee cuts. Dallas has lopped days off the school calendar. Music classes in elementary schools, gone.
We've also increased class size. We've taken out library media positions. We've done everything we can to reduce positions and costs outside of the classroom.
He's very family oriented. He's mostly concerned. He's very nice to answer.
You can see the effect of those cuts here in Mr. Ritter's literature class at Dallas High School. Students sit elbow to elbow as they discuss a Henrik Ibsen play. But soon after these seniors graduate next spring, the district's financial outlook will get even more challenging. That's because the amount of money that Dallas Schools has to pay into the state's pension program for public employees is set to jump. Listen to this number. More than a quarter of the district's personnel costs will go right out the door in the form of a check to the Oregon Public Employees Retirement System, or PERS. Perry says it's hard to swallow.
It's significant in a district that's already faced reductions year after year after year.
It's a similar story for many other school districts and local governments across Oregon, along with state agencies. So what happened? Remember that stock market downturn back in 2008?
It was the worst loss we've ever experienced in our 65-year history.
That's Paul Cleary, the head of PERS. He says when the markets tumbled, the investment fund that pays out retirement benefits took a huge hit. And so Cleary says the government agencies that pay into that fund now have to make up the gap.
We basically went from collecting about $1 billion a year in the next biennium, we'll be collecting about $2 billion a year from employers.
So you can see why school districts and other local governments are feeling the pinch. And you can also see why Governor Kitzhaber, who prides himself on big idea policies, might want to take on the challenge of making PERS more affordable. Policy advisor Duke Shepard says the governor has a multi-part plan.
The big piece is adjusting the COLA.
The COLA? No, not that kind of COLA. And not nearly as satisfying, at least if you're one of the tens of thousands of people who would have their cost of living adjustment, or COLA, reduced under the governor's proposal. A COLA is issued each year based on inflation, but it's capped at 2%. Shepard says that cap would go down, but only for some retirees.
What the governor's proposing is simply applying that COLA only to, right now, probably the first 24,000 of retirement earnings.
So about half of PERS retirees wouldn't see any changes. Shepard says the proposal maintains the spirit of the pension system.
Every PERS retiree still gets a COLA. That's number one. That contract is kept, that promise is kept. But the huge COLAs that get applied to your higher-end retirees, that money would get to stay and go into public services.
No one disputes the idea that capping a cost-of-living adjustment would save money. But public sector unions question whether it's legal. Don Loving is with the Oregon chapter of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees.
The courts were very clear that you can't go back and do anything to people who have already retired. That, you know, they're on a path and, you know, you can't throw them off that path, so to speak.
Several states have tried a similar cost of living reduction with mixed results. A court in Olympia this month overturned a legislatively approved freeze to annual benefits increases that are enjoyed by the vast majority of Washington public retirees. The idea of pushing through a PERS bill that would spark a legal battle doesn't sit well with Dallas School Superintendent Christy Perry.
Even worse than doing nothing is to do proposals that go forward that give you hope that something will change, and then they go through the court system and they're overturned.
Governor Kitzhaber's policy advisor is confident the COLA proposal would stand up to legal challenges, but the idea has to pass in the Oregon legislature first. And that's no sure bet, given the opposition to the plan from public employee unions. The last time Oregon lawmakers took up public pensions was 2003, and public sector unions weren't shy about showing their opposition to lawmakers who supported those changes. I'm Chris Slaman in Salem.